Hello!
Welcome to BSP, Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the skeptic.
And if this is your first time listening to us, we're an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the Podmoth Network. And this is a mini-sode.
Mini-sode.
I swear that gets longer and longer every time.
It would be just fun if, like, a year from now, we get another sponsor or group and get to add to it. But for, I'm not going to keep our mini-sode short because it's a mini-sode. So if this is your first time tuning in, we bring you a full episode every other week. Mm-hmm. But in the interim weeks, just for fun, we create a mini-sode where Chris and I each share one paranormal story that is a game to tease the upcoming topic to see if you can guess. And I always need to remember to say that these are unedited.
Yeah.
And so if any faux pas or weirdness happens during these, this is like your chance to hear our snafus, you know. Usually they're fine.
And between our two stories, you know, that's supposed to give you a clue to the upcoming topic, so good luck.
I want to hear yours because...
Well, you're going to.
Yeah, okay. I meant first. So that way I can gauge to see how hard I think this is going to be.
All right.
So are you ready to do it?
Sure.
Okay. So let me just say first that this topic, you should tune in. It's going to be super interesting.
Very. Yeah.
It's something that I kind of had never heard of, and we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
But it's something different and interesting and so many stories I didn't expect. It was really cool.
Yeah. So for my story today, I'm going to tell you about an ancient Arabic creature known as the ghoul.
The ghoul.
Yeah, it's said that ghouls come from Mesopotamian religion and mythology as they are similar to demons called Galu in that culture or those stories.
Mm-hmm.
The Galu demons were said to be part of the underworld who would carry off their victims down there to eat them. Most about what we know about ghouls today comes directly from the tales known as Arabian Nights.
Ah.
Granted, these stories have been and gone through many translations and interpretations, so what we know may be a little skewed. In the translation, it has been said that ghouls are humanoid creatures that tend to frequent areas that living humans don't often go to, such as cemeteries, for example. Ghouls have been said to eat human flesh and drink their blood as well. The mythology of ghouls actually predates Islam, but was also mentioned in the Quran and therefore very instilled.
They're mentioned in the Quran?
Mm-hmm.
So ghouls are all like Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And because of that, they're very instilled in the culture, in the Muslim culture.
Wow, that's wild.
Iblis was said to be a creation of Allah who lived in a parallel universe. And early stories say that the ghouls are an offspring of his, which is an Islamic equivalent of Satan.
A parallel universe? Is that in the Quran? Do they talk about parallel universes?
I don't know if that part is, but the actual mention of ghouls is, though.
Okay, so, okay.
Although Iblis did live in a parallel universe, that didn't necessarily mean he could or can't interact with the human world. So he was able to go between the two.
Between the both?
Yeah. But back to ghouls. As I alluded to earlier, ghouls were said to be found in deserted areas, and people who traveled to such places were often warned to keep their eyes out for ghouls. In appearance, ghouls are said to be bipedal, hunched over, and could crawl or run like a four-legged animal. It's also been said that they have a canine-like face, and in some cases, they have hooves.
Ah, interesting.
Of their favorite human meals, it seemed they favored young children, but would eat any human they could get their hands on.
Doesn't this kind of sound like the Middle Eastern version of the chupacabra?
Sort of.
Like a dog-like kind of creature?
Yeah.
Wow, but they love children.
Well, that being said, ghouls prefer the flesh of the living rather than the dead, but doesn't mean they would turn down a meal, fresh or not. So.
Wow. Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, ghouls were believed to carry disease, which most likely a result of the deserted places they were said to be found. Ghouls were known to be pretty tricky and are said to have been able to shapeshift as a way to lure in their victims. After Arabian Nights being translated across the world, ghouls became more familiar, but with that, their appearance also started to change in the translations.
Sure.
In their interpreted appearance, they were said to be pale, have rubbery skin, and be sensitive to light. Though unlike vampires, direct sunlight would not only hurt them, but not kill them. Modern interpretations of the ghoul say that some ghouls can blend in with humans pretty well, going unnoticed, and that they live underground or in dark areas, such as basements.
But they can blend in with humans?
Yeah.
These dog creature thingies?
Apparently, yes.
I like that they're so paranormal with shape-shifting abilities and all that, but then they talk about they carry disease.
Yeah.
Like, just like a regular I guess, animal would. But I'm like, I feel like that's the least of your worries if you encounter one of them.
Flesh.
Yeah, they eat your flesh. They shapeshift and eat your flesh from a parallel universe. Yeah. But you might get a staph infection.
So if ever you encounter such a creature, there are ways in which to kill them. The most often used method is decapitation.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the old stories said that ghouls could be killed by using a sword. That being said, ghouls have to be killed with one hit. If the ghoul is struck more than once, that will cause the creature to come back to life with a vengeance. So if you hit him once and he doesn't die, you're fucked.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what if you hack off half of his head so you don't kill it? And then he comes back to life, but then you hack off the other half.
I don't know. According to legend,
okay.
It takes one strike.
I need to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty weak. I don't think I could kill one in one hit. I need
with
like
a sword? Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. A more modern interpretation of the story tells us that ghouls can also be burned to death, although it takes extreme temperatures to make sure that they are incinerated. One of the first stories to feature ghouls comes from 1001 Nights, entitled The History of Garib and His Brother Agib. In the story, Garib is sent out so he can ask for a woman's hand in marriage. On that journey, he encounters a ghoul that he has to overcome in order to reach his soon-to-be bride. He, of course, defeats the ghoul and his sons and then converts them to Islam.
Wow.
In more modern literature, ghouls make an appearance in a story from 1932 called The Nameless Offspring. This particular story theorizes how ghouls came to survive. According to the story, it said that the ghouls mate with humans who have mistakenly been buried, resulting in more ghoul children. Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Oh, my God. Ghouldren.
Yeah. Speaking of mating, how are ghouls made aside from ghoul-on-ghoul sex? Actual ancient stories have said that ghouls who have sex usually will eat their children shortly after birth. Well, like I said, ghouls could mate with humans, but the other stories say that ghouls can actually... are actually former humans who have been transformed into that body due to their evil nature, you know?
Yeah.
So think of like skinwalkers or zombies even, you know? Speaking of zombies, another theory is that ghouls are created by way of some kind of infectious disease, you know?
Oh.
Like zombies would, you know? So they bite one, another one.
Oh, all that you meant like they actually come out of, like if you have a festering wound,
no.
A ghoul could crawl out of it or something.
No,
and I was like, oh, that's horrifying.
Kind of like zombies.
I see, yeah. I see.
Yeah. It has been said that perhaps ghouls were created in order to explain the sudden disappearance of people or to keep people away from the areas they were said to dwell.
Sure, sure.
Either way, these creatures have a long and fascinating history. And there you have it, boys and ghouls.
Oh, you've been waiting this whole like story to say that?
Yes.
Boys, ghouls, and non-binary.
And everything in between.
In between. Yes.
Yeah.
And bescream. Oh. Okay. Let's talk for about the movie Ghoulies.
Oh, that movie terrified me as a kid. I was afraid to sit on the toilet.
I know. I remember used to go on the floor.
Whatever.
Okay. I might have made that up. So they come from all this actually really interesting lore.
From, yeah, like pre-Islamic Arabian society, you know?
That's crazy.
So
they
come from the Middle East. Yeah.
I thought they were newer than that. That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, super interesting. Yeah. And I'm sure there's some porn out there if anyone wants to find it.
Ghoulie porn.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, all right. So, I'm going to change gears completely.
But it's related.
It's related. Oh, yeah. Ish. It totally is. Oh, God. Put these two together and you've got it. Maybe. Okay. I don't even know. And this is also going to have some Chris and Cody participation.
Oh,
and
I already warned Chris. I forgot about that.
Did you really?
So now I'm going to have to make shit up on the fly.
You okay? Are. It's going to be interesting to hear. Well, you'll have... Well, I was going to say you have my story to get through it, to think of yours, but you got to pay attention.
Okay.
Alma. All right. So everyone has thought about this scenario, apparently, except for Chris, apparently. You're granted 3 wishes. What wishes do you make? And I know that like I've spent time with this with almost everybody. You know, like you get down and you have the 2 things. If I win the lottery, what would I do? And 1, if I had wishes, what would they be? Mm-hmm. And so I've never actually done this before, but I actually went out on the internet and was like, what are some of the most interesting wishes out there that people have thought about?
Like you've never gone out on the internet?
I've never been on the internet. Okay, boomer. And I wanted to share some of the ones that were, I guess, the more interesting. I was going to say favorites, but some of them feel like they have some really, they're maybe not as well thought out as the people who made them seemed out to be. And there's a lot of people who act like they're so like smart, like this is the only wish you need.
Like you would say, give me a cavernous asshole.
I already have that. That wish has been granted.
Grand Canyon. Grand.
I can only wish for it to be bigger. Oh, God. Anyways. And with that, fuck off. let me share some of these wishes. Number one, this person said that their wish would be to convert all oil reserves in the entire world into water. And they said this will eliminate significant amount of motivation for warring and funding for terrorism. Also, it will help the environment and accelerate green technology. Finally, many countries suffering from drought will get much needed and vital resources, water.
It's a scientist, isn't it?
I don't know. And because some of these were just like a page, random, just a list.
Yeah.
And this one to me, this is one that feels like, this feels like a really bad idea. Like on the surface, it's like, okay, that's actually, I like that they're being
the concept
benevolent.
But the execution.
Yeah, like if all the oil reserves, like basically the entire world would stop working.
Yeah.
Factories and stuff. But also, if oil is replaced with water, it's so much less thick that would sinkholes be created? Like, I don't know the repercussions.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's one that I want people to weigh in on. Like, what do you think of that?
I don't know enough about the environment in that sense to be able to very weigh in.
Okay.
I'm definitely not a science person.
I could honestly say same, but yeah, my brain just says this seems weird. Like, there's something about this that seems like...
Yeah. So any sciencey people or environmentalists out there, weigh in on that one.
That is good. Yes, please do. Number two, make a global honesty filter globally. Any communication distributed to more than 100 people will show an honesty or accuracy index on top of it. Anything with an index below 50% would black out the entire message. This applies to television, radio, newspaper, websites, social media, etc.
It would be good on social media, but like to have an honesty filter in like between people would be terrible.
And I think that's why it says more than 100 people. Okay. So you could still lie your ass off to your spouse if you wanted to. But if you're in a group of 100 or more, then you've got to be careful. I think that's an interesting one.
All right. I could see that then.
Yeah. I think that's actually, it would be cool to know what the lie is. Like if, say you see a communication that says, you know, 70% honesty filter, I would like to know, well, what part of it was untrue.
Yeah.
The next one was, wish for a lullaby that can be sung by any parent and which reverses all pediatric illnesses in their children.
That's just sad.
Yeah. But it's also kind of like sweet if you could do that. This one says, I would ask to be able to replicate anything I have ever seen, no matter what it is, even if it's in a fictional show. So you could say, I want to replicate the wand from Harry Potter or something. And I think I was like, that's fun. All right. So this one here, this is one that I was like, I think this is really dumb. And this is one of these people who thinks they're so smart. And it's like, you only need one wish. The wish to control probability. Need money? Change the probability that there is $50 in your pocket. Change that probability to 100%. Right. You want fame? Change the probability that you're the best athlete or actor in the world to 100%. Want to live forever? Change your probability that you're going to die tomorrow 100%. And I feel like this is just...
That's
someone's
like playing God, playing fate, you know.
It is. And some of people who have done that have interesting wishes, but this is one that's just like,
I feel that
I wish for more wishes. That's all it's doing. I want to live forever. And instead of saying I wish to live forever, it's the probability that I live forever is 100%.
I feel that would have a very like kind of butterfly effect. Effect.
Yeah. Butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Like you're changing the space continuum,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and I feel like that's kind of, I don't know, I just thought it was a little dumb. Now, this is a few, and this is actually asked a couple of friends their answers. Okay. And this first one, I think, is a really, really smart one, and it's a way to kind of maybe overcome some of the wishing for more wishes, because we're going to say that that's not allowed. So, number one, I wish, basically, that any question I write down, I will automatically know the answer to.
Interesting.
And so you could be like, what are the lottery numbers tomorrow?
Oh, that's great.
And then you win, and then you could say, what ingredients could I mix and in what order to cure cancer or something? So you could do a lot with that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
There's one that I also thought was really good, and it was wishing that this is for your, like, if you get three wishes, your third wish is wishing that the first two wishes work exactly as you expect them to. Because, you know, there's that whole thing that, you know, like, sometimes there's those, like, Black Mirror episodes where, mm-hmm. you know, someone will wish to live forever and they're turned to stone or something. Or they wish to be immortal and they're turned to stone.
Yeah.
You know, and so technically the wish was granted.
Yeah.
But you get fucked.
Yeah.
And so that's a way to kind of get
that's
around
that. That's the thing with, I mean, if you believe in them or not, but I'm just saying, like, generally speaking in wishes is that there's always some kind of, like, karmic disposition. Yes,
exactly. And so that was
it's like this, you can have this, but this has to happen.
Yeah, I read a funny one that was like this dude, like this, you know, in the wishes to be a world famous opera singer, mm-hmm. and he's made a soprano.
Okay.
And, you know, but famous. So that's one of those. But I thought that was a good way to be like, I want this to work exactly as I expect it to.
Yeah.
That's cool. So then my favorite one that I thought was just the nicest was, if you're, say you were granted three wishes, it's, I wish for the ability to know what two wishes will make me and those I care about the happiest.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you make those two wishes next.
Interesting.
And I was like, okay, I think that's really cool. All right. So now, Chris, what about yours?
I don't really have anything. Like, there's nothing that I don't think is worth working for. But if anything, I mean, it'd be like things is like health for my family and friends, mm-hmm. you know, like just those things that anybody else would pretty much say, you know, I don't have anything that I'm like, I have to have this, you know?
Yeah.
That's maybe it's because I don't really believe in them.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't really think that there's anything that I'm like, all right, I wish I had that in.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because it's not going to happen.
That is a very, like, that's a really realistic and nice approach to it.
Yeah.
Because
it's an honest approach.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, that's very honest. But the fact that I guess you're not ruminating over what you don't have, as fantastical as it may be. Because
you know me, I'm not very materialistic.
No. So even money, like, have you ever done the wishing for the, like, or just,
I mean, wanted, it'd be
like,
nice
what if I won the lottery?
If my debts were all paid off,
yeah.
But, like, you know, it is what it is.
Interesting. Well, that's nice. Well, now I feel selfish for sharing mine.
Well, you said it, not me.
It's true. This is my story. So I actually had these written down for a short story that I wrote, and I forgot one of them. But the two that I remember is, one would be wishing for any superpower that I could think up.
Okay.
Because I want to have superpowers. Number two is wishing to completely, like, so this was like to be like whoever's granting you the wishes or whatever's however you came by your wishes,
mm-hmm.
wishing to forget about the whole wishing thing. Because what I would want to happen would be to wake up with no memory of making these wishes and then suddenly start having superpowers and not knowing that I, you know, that I wished for them. And I think that's cool. Like, and then suddenly being like, ooh, I have powers and I don't know how, but this is amazing. And then you get to experiment with them.
Yeah. If anything, maybe I would like to teleport quickly and go anywhere across the world.
There you go. Because I know you're traveling. You could go to Iceland.
Yeah.
I wonder if traveling would become less special if you could just teleport there. Oh,
absolutely.
There. You know, because it's like, well, now it's, I can go to Circle K on the corner just as quickly as I can go to Iceland.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. That is interesting. The whole thing with writing down a question and knowing the answer, there was one kind of scenario that I got lost in was, I admit, maybe the first thing I would write down would be, when am I going to die and why? But here's the thing. Say it was like the answer was, you're going to get hit by a car in a week. Well, now that you know it, you're not going to leave your house for a week. So you could immediately write the question again. And it would probably have a different answer. And so you could get lost in a loop.
Or it doesn't. And you're just testing the fates.
Ah, that's true. That's true. That's interesting.
It's kind of like that monkey's paw and all that kind of stuff. You're just testing the fates with that stuff.
Then if you haven't watched What If, the Doctor Strange episode of What If deals with exactly that. And so it's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our stories. What do you think? Easy or hard?
Very hard.
Very hard?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I think it's super easy.
Well, because you know what it is.
That's true. Okay. See if who's right, me or Chris. Send us your guesses and we'll see.
Yeah.
And with that, tune in next week, everybody. And bye. And share your wishes.